It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Time is brain is a catchphrase used by Matthew Kessinger when discussing the effect lost time can have on the brain when someone experiences a stroke. Getting treatment as soon as possible is of the utmost importance. And this is why Mr. Kessinger, founder and CEO of Forest Devices Incorporated, is working to create a device promising faster diagnosis of strokes. He joins me now in studio. Matthew Kessinger, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, thank you for having me, Paul.
We have heard the phrase regarding the urgency of getting help for someone who is having a stroke, time loss is brain loss. I imagine that's what you're talking about here?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Every minute of delay, it's about 1.5 million neurons in the brain have died. So if we wait 10 minutes, we're talking 15 million neurons.
I mean, so what can people do about this? Let's say someone is having a stroke. Let's say I'm having a stroke and you can see that I need help, but it's going to take time to get me to where someone can do something for me, right? I mean, obviously acting faster is better, but it almost sounds like the way in which you're up against the clock when someone is having a stroke, it's nearly impossible to do much about it.
Yeah, so the clock is the biggest issue with stroke. The most important thing that we can do to limit the disability that comes with stroke, and stroke is the number one most debilitating disease in the world, is to act quickly. Now, we're kind of hindered by that because only about 1 in 7 hospitals in the U.S. is a stroke center, and only about 1 in 70 hospitals can provide all treatments for stroke 24 hours a day. And so when emergency medical personnel or outpatient physicians' offices see individuals that they believe are having a stroke, they take them immediately to one of these stroke centers. Now, the problem is that about half of all strokes are not identified until they get to the hospital. And because there's so few stroke hospitals, if they don't get to the right hospital first, they're talking a 2 to 3 or even longer hour delay for treatment.
So which hospitals in Pittsburgh, as we sit in this studio, you can see UPMC Mercy up there on the hill from where we're located on the south side. So that would be the closest hospital if somebody here were having a problem, we're having a stroke. But is that the right hospital? And if so, which one is the right hospital?
Yeah, so here in Pittsburgh, we are pretty lucky. We do have a number of stroke centers. We have two comprehensive stroke centers and a handful of primary stroke centers. Now, those comprehensive stroke centers, those are the ones that can provide treatment 24 hours a day for all types of stroke all the time. Now, we're lucky because we have two in Pittsburgh. But the next closest one is over in Hershey, and from there, the Philadelphia region. And those are the only three places in the states that we have comprehensive stroke centers.
Which, by the way, are the two in Pittsburgh?
The UPMC and AHN.
Okay. Now, explain this device that you're working to create. You're trying to come up with something that will diagnose strokes much faster. What is it? What does it do?
Yeah. So this idea came about from being in the right place at the right time a number of times. So before I moved to Pittsburgh to go to medical school, I was working on an ambulance in Boston. And the stars just aligned, and we unfortunately missed a stroke. And so that had always been in the back of my mind. And when I came to Pittsburgh, I started conducting research in emergency medicine with physicians at UPMC while I was going to medical school at Pitt. And some of the research I was looking at was the national level, the national problem of missing these strokes. It wasn't just
me. How do you miss them?
Are
you confusing them with some other cause of the symptoms?
Yeah, so we call those stroke mimics. So about 20% of all strokes that we think are strokes aren't really strokes. They're stroke mimics. But on the other side, we miss strokes a lot because they can present atypically. If you think about your brain, the front part of your brain does one thing, and the side part of your brain does something else, and the back part of your brain does a whole different function. And so a stroke is an acute injury to one part of your brain, not all of your brain, but one part of your brain. So it can present in so many different ways, just depending on where that location is.
So a person can be talking to you and they can be having a stroke?
Yes. The person that was having a stroke in Boston that we missed was talking to me.
Hmm.
So, so I realized it was a national problem. It just wasn't something that I had missed. But one out of two stroke patients are not getting to the right hospitals first. So, you know, this has always been on my mind. In my last year of medical school, I was exposed to a lot of interesting technology, and I realized that one such technology could be retrofitted and put in the hands of all types of clinical providers to identify stroke. Basically, it's like an EKG for the brain. It takes a couple of electrodes that you put on the forehead and the back of the neck. Test takes about a minute to run, and it's a binary outcome, either likely stroke or no stroke.
You say that we have disproportionate amounts of strokes in Western Pennsylvania compared to the rest of the U.S. Why is that?
So most of that has to do with our aging population. So compared to the rest of the country, we're slightly older.
And you also are finding that the average age of people experiencing a stroke is getting younger. What does that do to?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of hypotheses about that. So recent research or recent trends, the age has gone down each year. So we're now, the average age of a stroke is about 65 years old. And half a decade ago, it was 69 or 70. Now, it's likely partially due to our more, poor lifestyle choices, poor foods, one hypothesis is poor air quality. I mean, the big thing is, we have to treat these, and we have to treat them fast.
So you're working on this, you're trying to invent this EKG for the brain. So how's it coming along?
So we have made so much progress. We are beginning a clinical trial, our first clinical trial in humans, in a couple weeks.
And what's the long-term goal?
The long-term goal is to put this in the hands of every emergency department, urgent care center, and ambulance in the country.
A lot of people in Pittsburgh are aware of this being the hockey crazy town that we are, and the Penguins just won the Stanley Cup. The guy who scored the winning goal, in fact, is a defenseman by the name of Chris Letang, who last year had a stroke. It did not take him long before he was back in the lineup, and then now we're seeing he's having this amazing year. How is that possible? How can someone have a stroke and then be able to come back and play a contact sport that requires a lot of stamina and quick thinking?
Yeah, so a couple things come into play. The main one is his age. So it is abnormal, not unheard of course, but abnormal for someone of that age to have a stroke. And when they do, if they have appropriate treatment, they have a very, very good prognosis. So 9 out of 10 people actually live through a stroke. It's unfortunate that 6 out of those 9 people, though, live with some form of disability.
And the appropriate treatment is what? How does someone need to be treated if they are in the process of having a stroke?
Basically, we have 2 major treatments. And this is a very exciting time because up until last year, we basically had 1 treatment. And that was the drug that we refer to as the clot buster drug. Now, that drug can only be given within 3 hours of having a stroke. So when you have symptoms, the clock is ticking. More than 3 hours, you cannot get that drug. Up until last year, our guidelines changed, and now we have a new interventional therapy, which is the catheters that go into the heart when you have a heart attack. So the catheter goes in and literally pulls out the clot from where it is lodged in the blood vessel in your brain. And there aren't very many hospitals in the country that do those procedures regularly, but they change people's outcomes dramatically. And about 48 to 50% of these types of strokes are eligible for that type of treatment.
So the important thing is to diagnose them quickly, and you're thinking that this device you're working on is going to do that.
Yeah, especially in the outpatient setting, when you're not in the hospital, when you don't have a CT scanner, when you don't have an MRI machine, and when you don't have a neurologist or emergency medicine physician who is very highly trained and knowledgeable about identifying strokes and other neurologic diseases. Yeah, this is going to be a differentiator. So instead of taking a person in an ambulance to the closest hospital, if they're having a stroke, I can take them to the right hospital.
We've been talking with a gentleman by the name of Matthew Kessinger, who is founder and CEO of Forest Devices Incorporated. He has been in medical school but has taken time away to work on creating a device promising faster diagnosis of strokes. And Matthew Kessinger has visited with us here in studio. We wish you the best of luck with the development of this device. It sounds like it could save a lot of people, a lot of lives, ultimately. We appreciate your being here.
Hey, thank you. That's the goal, Paul. Appreciate your time.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of our program or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at WESA.FM. There you'll find photos from our trip to Oakmont and coverage of the practice rounds at the U.S. Open. Tomorrow on the program, Mayor Bill Peduto makes his monthly visit to the show. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying you can follow me on Twitter at WESAPaul. So long for now. Thank you.